Shema Israel necklace is the full guide. Shema is one of the two main prayers of the Jews. In Judaism, it is considered the most important prayer. Do you want to know more about Shema? Keep reading. What is the Shema, and why is it important? As mentioned above, Shema is among the two main prayers in Judaism together with Amidah. This prayer reminds the Jews about the vital principle of faith, there is only one God. It is a monotheistic principle. It was the part of Shema taken from the Torah, Hear O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Shema is used by the Jews three times a day, in the morning, evening, and before sleeping. Shema also emphasizes God's covenant with the Jews, the importance of loving God, and the need to follow the mitzvot. Shema is important since it is a prayer about God's kingship and singularity. It was a daily recitation and considered by the Jews a biblical commandment. The first verse of the prayer is from the 6th chapter of Deuteronomy, which is one of the most popular in all of the Jewish liturgy. The prayer is also used at the pivotal moment of the final prayer of Yom Kippur, the year's holiest day, and traditionally as the last words before dying. In the tradition of the Jews, they recite Shema with a hand placed over the eyes. It is a custom that all Jews follow while reciting the prayer. The Shema Israel is also used in other Judaica products, such as Shema Israel Tullet clips. What is the full Shema prayer? Here is the full Shema prayer. Recite the following while covering your eyes with your right hand. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. Blessed be the name of the glory of His kingdom forever and ever. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words which I command you today shall be upon your heart. You shall teach them thoroughly to your children, and you shall speak of them when you sit in your house and when you walk on the road, when you lie down and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign upon your hand, and they shall be for a reminder between your eyes. And you shall write them upon the doorposts of your house and upon your gates. And it will be, if you will diligently obey my commandments which I enjoin upon you this day, to love the Lord your God and to serve Him with all your heart and with all your soul, I will give rain for your land at the proper time, the early rain and the late rain, and you will gather in your grain, your wine and your oil. And I will give grass in your fields for your cattle, and you will eat and be sated. Take care lest your heart be lured away, and you turn astray and worship alien gods and bow down to them. For then the Lord's wrath will flare up against you, and He will close the heavens so that there will be no rain and the earth will not yield its produce, and you will swiftly perish from the good land which the Lord gives you. Therefore, place these words of mine upon your heart and upon your soul, and bind them for a sign on your hand, and they shall be for a reminder between your eyes. You shall teach them to your children, to speak of them when you sit in your house and when you walk on the road, when you lie down and when you rise. And you shall inscribe them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates, so that your days and the days of your children may be prolonged on the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give to them for as long as the heavens are above the earth. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel and tell them to make for themselves fringes on the corners of their garments throughout their generations, and to attach a thread of blue on the fringe of each corner. They shall be to you as tzitzit, and you shall look upon them and remember all the commandments of the Lord and fulfill them, and you will not follow after your heart and after your eyes by which you go astray, so that you may remember and fulfill all my commandments and be holy to your God. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God, I, the Lord, am your God. True. Why do we cover our eyes for Shema? We cover our eyes for Shema to focus while saying the essential words in the Shema, which shows faith in God and unity. So, you should not be afraid in the dark because placing the hand over the eyes is required to recite the prayer. The custom originated from Talmud, which tells us that Rabbi Yehudah Hanasi, who lived in the 2nd century, covered his eyes while reciting the Shema's first verse to ensure that nothing around him would disturb his focus. The practice was already adopted by all Jewish communities worldwide. Do you want to have some accessories for the Jewish Shema? If yes, you should consider the following products. Shema Jewelry. The following are some of the Shema pieces of jewelry you can choose from to add to your overall look. 1. 14K white gold Shema Israel pendant. This Shema Israel necklace is an elegant, simple white gold pendant that is imbued with beauty and meaning. You can see the word Shema Yisrael in a flowing Hebrew font, filling the center. It is made from quality materials, including diamond and gold. The pendant is designed with a glittering black diamond border, diamond and gold complementing each other perfectly. You can peek beneath the gorgeous pendant to see decorative white gold accents that make a beautiful secret backdrop to the charm. You don't need to worry because it is made from quality materials, making it a perfect Shema necklace. 2. Beautiful Shema Israel 14K gold pendant. This Shema necklace features a pendant surrounded by a rounded border, with dainty gold orbs that make an extremely textured border, completing a beautiful design. The jewelry imbued beauty and meaning. You can see the words Shema Yisrael in a flowing Hebrew font, filling the center. The jewelry is made from gold material. 3. 14K stunning gold diamonds Shema Israel necklace. Another impressive Shema jewelry you can have is the 14K stunning gold diamonds necklace. It features an elegant, beautiful yellow gold pendant imbued with beauty and meaning. The pendant is designed with a glittering white diamond border, diamonds, and gold. You can also peek beneath the charm to see the decorative gold accents making a gorgeous backdrop to the pendant. The necklace is made from diamond and gold material. Do you want to get stunning and creative pieces of jewelry related to Shema? If yes, you should buy one from the products mentioned above. They come in excellent quality and gorgeous designs that can enhance your fashion. It can also represent your belief in Shema. These pieces of jewelry can be worn on different occasions. Get your Shema necklace today. Avi Nadav. A famous artist, silversmith, and Judaica expert, designed these necklaces. He was a descendant of over four generations of traditional Yemenite artisans. Their family was part of the ancient Jewish community of Yemen. They are respected silversmiths and have expertise in the intricate art of decorative Yemenite filigree. Do you want the best Shema Israel necklace? What are you waiting for? Get your Shema necklace today. You can choose from the products mentioned in this article. Conclusion. To sum it up, Shema is the central prayer in Judaism. Jews need to show their belief that there's only one God. The prayer is recited by placing the hands over the eyes for concentration. Meanwhile, if you want to showcase your belief about Shema, you better purchase the pieces of jewelry discussed above. You are welcome to see the full collection of products on the Israeli Center of Judaica. These are made with excellent materials, giving you a gorgeous and elegant necklace you can use for your daily life. It also allows you to make a statement about your religion. Check out our full collection of verses and blessings jewelry.